This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I have hopes and dreams that we'll get to the NBA and Stanley Cup final part of all of this. But we're going to start with something that Luka Doncic said. He said that he loves the ocean.
Oh, I do too.
And one of the things that he loves about playing in Los Angeles, he said, this is the first city I play in that has an ocean. And he goes, first thing, I mean, after a couple days, that was on my mind, you know, it's like, I like it. I like the ocean very much. And he wanted to get in the water, go check it out and everything like that.
And you can get there quick
too. Yes, true. But the only thing that would prevent you from getting there quickly is on the Mind the Game podcast with Steve Nash, Luka said he hates traffic.
So remember he was late or he arrived just a little late in that new Camaro or whatever he had because of the traffic on the Dallas North Tollway.
Yep.
And he was like, so I understand hating traffic.
And I will tell you this. This has long been a belief of mine, especially since they're going to raise the prices. I don't think there should be traffic on toll roads. Now, I realize that's not how it works out, but anytime...
If there's traffic, I shouldn't have to pay
today. Yes! Yes! I think you should get, like, a refund from the NTTA. They're like, hey, you know, we analyzed the patterns. There was traffic. Here is your money back.
Yeah.
All right. But, so Luka doesn't like traffic. I think most people would probably say that. But what I wanted to get into here, yeah, in honor
of...
Yeah. I told you I had a conversation.
What kind of masochist are you?
Yeah. I had a... Never mind. That's an off-air conversation. But my question for y'all is, what is the thing you hate about traffic the most? Is it just the basic part of you're wasting my time or it's taking longer? Because, Alec, I have changed. And I think that the reason why I do this is because other people let it happen. I was the person that I'm sometimes the person people don't like in traffic. But it's because of the other drivers. I was the person who the lane is closed and I waited in the line, you know, or a lane closure is coming up and I waited in the line. I didn't drive like I didn't just speed past everybody and try to cut in right before the buckets. I waited in line and that's what I was supposed to do. But every time you do that, you see car after car after car, because someone's got their thumb up their butt or they're looking at their phone or whatever, and they're not paying attention, and they let these jacknuts get in front of them. And Alec, I have to admit, more often than not, I turn into one of those jacknuts because every time I follow the rules, I just see an unending string of people who aren't paying attention and let those people in. And no, I don't think you're doing a... I very much believe in the zipper method. Unless you see somebody who is specifically trying to circumvent the rules because they don't want to wait, just like none of us want to wait. And then when somebody lets them in, I honk at that person because I'm like, no, you are rewarding their terrible behavior.
That's right. And nice guys always finish last when it comes to the traffic ebbs and flows, it feels like.
And in relationships.
Yeah. Really in life, if we're, you know, that's a real life alert. But I like that thumbs up. That's making me feel validated right now. Real life alert. I'm depressed now. Anyways, I'm right there with you because I'm the same kind of person. I will follow the rules. And what I hate is not when it's a lane closure or whatever. It's just a, hey, the lane ends here.
Yeah.
And it's been like this for years and years. And it happens on my drive home from the studio every day when I'm going down 75 and getting back onto I-30. It happens every single time where it's like, okay, it's two lanes, but you either have to exit or the lane ends and it actually merges onto I-30. People read that sign and they say, I'm still going to drive up to the shoulder, or even through the shoulder, and then cut you off, even though you've been sitting here for 10 minutes. That happens every single day, and I am over it. There's no way to combat it, but I will be that person that, hey, once the lane line ends, there's no little white dotted line. I just kind of move over to the right so nobody can get around me because, you know, thanks to our boy Justin Rudd, I have a nice SUV now.
That's right.
So I don't have a little soccer mom car.
Street justice.
Yeah, I can actually command a little bit more, you know, deserving attention on the road. You know, I have a bit more of a presence. So I will kind of scoot over so people can't get around me because I'm like, read the sign that was back there 3/4 of a mile ago. What are you doing?
It's the other thing. Man, there are so many answers already. The other thing that bothers me a lot is when the traffic just disappears and I don't understand why it was there to begin with. Like, if you see, to Alex's point, lane closure, exit blocked off, there was an accident, whatever. Like, we can all understand that, but it's when there's like a lot of traffic and all of a sudden it just disappears and you're like, I didn't just see 30 cars get off at that exit. What happened?
There was a turtle in the street or something, I guess.
It just moved out of the way.
Yeah, somebody did text in, it's the rubberneckers.
Yeah.
Like, traffic, we could keep going, but y'all are slowing down to look at something on the other side of the highway.
Yes.
It's not even on our side of the highway. Why have you slowed down? Now, we all have to slow down because of the amount of people that are on the highway. So that's definitely the number one thing. Number two. This is just driving on the highway in general. People in the left lane that aren't going fast enough. The left lane is for speed, all right? It's for passing. If you are in the left lane and you are not passing somebody, then you need to be in the next lane over because that's what the left lane is for, is to pass. The right lane is the death lane. We all know that. That's where people enter and exit the ramps and there's possible death there. But it's the left lane that needs to be wide open. Kevin, it is the person, though, we're in traffic and they are sitting there waiting and now the distance between them and the next car is like 7 cars and you're like, what are you even, what are you doing? And
do you honk at that person?
And it's like that the whole way. And I know we're all sitting slowly in traffic and maybe it is my fault. I want to be on the next person's bumper. All right. I just want the distance to be shorter because I see that distance and I'm like, how many more cars are going to file into that spot because you're not moving forward. You're just pushing us further down the line. Now, I also will say this. I'm glad this was brought up because this morning, I've told y'all often, traveling south on 75, people are now just using the HOV lane because they took off the little posts. They took them all down. So people are just using the HOV lane like it's a lane, which I'm fine with. I've done it before.
Yeah.
I do it on the way home a lot. But they're waiting at the last second to get over at 635 because they don't realize you can go over the hill, exit, and then get back on even further down.
Yeah.
They're dummies. So they're trying to get over at the last second. I wasn't paying attention this morning. I was rolling forward while on my phone, and as I looked up, I saw a car invading, it was right on me. But because I wasn't paying attention, I just kind of looked over, I just kept rolling forward. And so he had to wait. The car behind me did the same thing. The car behind that did the same thing. And the car behind that did the same thing, and I was like, oh, wow. Good job, everybody. We just made him have to wait a little bit.
And you know that person's fuming in their car. And by the way, go ahead.
The biggest deal, though, Kevin, the guy in front of me started clapping and giving everybody thumbs up behind him. So he was just like, yes, good job keeping that guy from doing it, guys.
And I have seen some people talk about the zipper method. I 1,000,000% support the zipper method. What I'm talking about is, for example, there are two specific places on the highway where right now one of the lanes is closed, so it's a different deal. But people break off to the right and go where the traffic is moving more freely, and then they just try to cut it
back over
to the one left lane, and I'm like, no, I'm absolutely not letting you in for that. But like that, those are the people that I'm talking about waiting in line. And one of the things that people get spooked and it takes them longer is because they're afraid of that car sliding in, or because usually there's two lanes on the left side when you break off onto 30 when you're kind of leaving like downtown Dallas. And it's usually more open there. And what you see all of a sudden is you're in one of those two lanes and then some idiot like slams on their brakes on the highway because nobody would let them in to cut the line on the right side. Those are the things that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the zipper method. I very much agree with that. I think people should follow that at stadiums as well. And you could get the hell out of there a lot quicker. That is a different deal.
Yeah. And that's the whole problem with driving, Kevin. Is there not everybody is driving by the same rules.
Yeah.
And because this is the thing I was telling Carter, because Carter's Mike's Carter. He's now Mike Carter. He's 13 and he's starting to think about, hey, I'm going to get a license. What's the driving test like? You know, what do I have to do? And I'm like, well, some people take home school driving. Some people go to a place. And that's when I realized that's why people are dumb. Because some people's parents don't know how to drive, and now they're teaching their kid how to drive because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And now they don't know what to do.
Oh, I hope this isn't true. From the 682, somebody said, I just got in an accident trying to text you guys.
I'm sorry.
Shaking my head. No, don't let that be the case. Can I have a question about the parking? Now, I realize that if somebody parked like on the line or took up two spots, you were probably not going to get that spot in the parking lot. Though it's impossible not to think that. Like when there's an open spot because it's somebody parked like over the line and there's just no room for you to car in, it's impossible not to think if that car would just move over, I would have gotten that spot.
Right.
Even though that spot would have been taken long before. The car that takes up two parking spots that doesn't warrant it. Like, I realize because of its size, I realize sometimes there are humongous trucks or whatever, and you're like, it's going to take more than one spot. But it's somebody who's like, my precious car is so new and so nice.
Then park further away.
Yeah, I need to take up two spots. I kind of want to kick that car or spit on it.
A couple things. There may have been one day when I was walking into the parking garage, saw that a car like parked way, they pulled in backwards. I had plenty of space in the way I parked. It was perfect. But they decided, and then they pulled in backwards, that they were going to jam up next to my car. I could barely open my door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I elbowed their mirror and then kind of went bam, bam, bam with my door about three times and drove off. So I'll admit it. That did happen. I won't say what kind of car it was because that'll get me in trouble.
That happened to me here.
It wasn't your car. I know. I know what your car is.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. No.
And then the last couple days, I don't know if y'all see this. There's in our parking garage, there's a corner and there's kind of a parking space in that corner.
Yeah.
Some people will pull in there and take up a parking space and the corner. Well, I pulled in next to it. They can't get out of the parking space because of how stupidly they parked. And so I think it was the other day. Was it last week? I walked out and they were just standing there waiting. And I was like, yeah, that was a pretty stupid parking job. And then I drove off and I was like, you had to wait for me. Because you parked stupidly.
And like, I'm okay with those people that will admit to that. Or it's the people who, we've talked about it, just automatically flip you off because you honked at them. And
right.
You're like, why are you mad that I was telling you the light was green?
Exactly.
And you're staring at your phone like a goon.
I got a thank you yesterday.
Oh.
And somebody was sitting at the light. And then and they I honked at them and they said, thank you. I appreciate that. And I was like, awesome. But not everybody out there is like that. They're a bunch of terrible, stupid drivers.
From you know the how women are.
Oh my gosh, PJ Washington.
That, I don't really think that was the point at all, PJ. In the 817, there's a whole series where I shame bad parkers. I like that. Another 817, those are the cars that you key. I've never keyed a car.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that to an ex cameras. Once, but I didn't. And so, but I didn't. I said I didn't.
Good job.
And then from the 972, people that drive like that act like they're the only ones on the road. I understand all of that.
Which makes me think of my grandma, who once told me, I don't have to worry about them. They have to worry about me. And that terrified me.
That's kind of a baller quote,
yeah,
though.
It is. It is. But that's how all old people think when they're on the road. We're all in trouble.
Is that... how all old people think on the road. All right, we're going to switch it up just a little bit since we didn't get to it right there. Coming up next, this time we will ignore traffic and really talk about, I want to know, what's y'all's interest level in the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals starting tonight and tomorrow? And we'll get into that next, along with Bruce Bochy right here on The Fan. Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What, if any, is your interest level in the Stanley Cup Final, which begins tonight, and the NBA Finals, which start tomorrow? Although, to be fair, I did see someone text in and said, I have more interest in the Women's College World Series. We have actually talked a great deal about that. Our new buddy Mia does stuff for Texas Tech softball. I know she is very invested. We'll get to that.
Everybody
one.
Everybody out there is like, hold on, who is this Mia character?
So
one day you'll have to find out.
Exactly. So Stanley Cup Final and or NBA Finals, what is your interest level on that?
When it comes to the Stanley Cup Final, it is wanting to see Edmonton get their butts whooped. Like, that literally is, I want that to happen. There's also the part of me, as I've told you, that wants to see Connor McDavid be great.
Like, because he is great, he is, and you want to see it get rewarded.
I
want right?
to see, yeah, I want to see that get rewarded. But at the same time, that team, again, they weren't very nice in the way that they defeated the Stars. So I'd kind of.
So you're more rooting for Florida than you are for Connor McDavid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but you are invested. It sounds like
I like Paul Maurice. Yeah. So I'm gonna.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today, or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'll have it on. The NBA Finals are interesting to me because I am rooting for Rick Carlisle.
Okay.
And I was rooting for Jalen Brunson against Rick Carlisle before, but now what are you watching? Kevin, go back and watch the way the Pacers have done this throughout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's very similar to the way that the Mavericks would win their championship.
Yeah, you're right.
When it would come down to the last few minutes and the opponent looks like they're scrambling and don't know what they're doing, and Rick Carlisle and his group are just like, yeah, that was by design. We forced them to be that way. They didn't have a clue because we were playing good defense. We knew what they were supposed to do. Like, we studied them so well, we knew every move they were going to make. That's the way a Rick Carlisle team prepares. So this is an interesting watch for me. So I'm interested in both of them because I think there are some unique storylines.
And see, somebody said absolutely zero interest in either of the finals other than rooting for Rick Carlisle. So a little bit of interest. The 2-4, the NHL about 3% just because I'm still mad about the Stars losing and bleep Edmonton. And then 15%, 10 to 15% on the NBA front because of Rick Carlisle.
I do have a question to you about Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Are we on the cusp of seeing a dynasty? Or is it too soon, like way too soon to even discuss that?
See, the only reason I'm going to say it's not too soon. Now, obviously they have to win this series.
Right, of course, yes.
But you look at how young Shea is, how young Jalen Williams is, how young Chet Holmgren is, and the fact that they are excellent defensively is what leads me to believe that perhaps that could be the case. And so it's the same kind of makeup as Golden State. And what I mean is the same kind of makeup in terms of so many of their players are still so young.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
And also Oklahoma City has a plethora of draft picks. So what I think that might be able to help them do is unload some contracts that essentially become an albatross.
Yeah.
When you're like, hey, I'll give you a first round pick and this player who's like under contract for two or three more years if you give me an expiring deal. And so I think they'll be able to do a better job probably of Boston of churning their salary cap because they have all these draft picks still that can help them like finesse some of those deals. And obviously Boston doesn't have that, but it's all with they're huge favorites, right? So if Indiana wins, masterful job by Tyrese, by Pascal Siakam, by Rick Carlisle. And all of a sudden, if you're Indiana, you're like, hey, what about us? We were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year and we just won the championship. I don't think that's going to happen, though, because Oklahoma City has just been wrecking pretty much everybody that they run into. Obviously, the Denver series went to the wire, but they've been wrecking all other folks. And if they're able to break down Indiana in five games, maybe six, you have to look at it and be like, all right, do they have probably the second best player in the league? And a whole bunch of great supporting that their supporting cast is tremendous.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not necessarily like they went out and got a bunch of stars to be their supporting cast.
Okay.
They got a bunch of players that do their role so well.
I'm really glad that you said that. So take a look at some of their supporting players. Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso has turned into a tremendous player. He was a second round pick and has really like moved his way up along the way. Isaiah Hartenstein. That's another second round pick, and he has moved his way up as we go. Lou Dort, like all three
linebacker. He is a linebacker.
All three of those guys are later picks or not even picked at all that have worked their way up in the NBA world. And guess what? Wouldn't you probably argue that those are the fourth, fifth, and sixth best players on the Thunder? Because I think I would. You have to go down to Kayson Wallace, who was a higher draft pick, before you break up that group at the top and then like all these depth players that Oklahoma City has either found the right way to use them or they have just gotten significantly better, probably a combination of both. And that's just a damn fine. If Kayson Wallace is your seventh best player, your team is probably awesome.
Yeah, this is, you know, we discussed this a little last week, how difficult it is to continue to keep a roster fresh,
yes,
but also stay at that level just because of the way that it is. A 20-year window is almost impossible to create. But when you've lined it up kind of the way that they have and still, as you just pointed out, have so many picks and all these other things along the way, like that was fortune that they were able to make those moves and get those picks too. It was a lot of work, but it was fortune that
and a lot of Paul
stupid.
George.
Yeah, yeah. Some scenes have to be stupid. But somebody just said this is OKC's ceiling. And
okay,
if they win the championship, I'll take that ceiling if I'm a Thunder fan, right? Or,
yeah,
or if they believe that they're going to lose to the Pacers and that's as far as they can go.
And so that's the thing that kind of scares me about this thing is, okay, let's say this is Oklahoma City's ceiling.
With this bunch.
You know how many games they lost in their other two series combined?
Four.
One.
One, okay.
And so if they're able to dust the Pacers, like let's say 5 games, I'm not saying that will happen, but if it does, you're telling me their ceiling is they lost 5 playoff games and only one of them was in a serious series as they systematically march their way to the NBA championship. That's terrifying as a Mavericks fan.
And again, this might be this group's ceiling.
For sure.
If the GM looks at it and goes, we're this player away, and they go add that player to it, that whole group gets another ceiling.
Yeah.
And that was what Donnie Nelson, as he was growing, Donnie and Don were growing this team with Mark Cuban. They would say, all right, let's go trade for Rafe LaFrenz and Nick Van Exel. That's not good enough. Let's go get Brennan Haywood and Caron Butler. They just kept saying, how do we get a little bit better? And until they finally got their championship. So again, you can say it's their ceiling and they should fall off after that unless the GM is good, which he's proven he is and continues to add.
Yeah. And like, I mean, obviously you can't predict injuries or anything like that, but I'm thinking about it. I think Alex Caruso might be the only player like in the top of their group that is older than maybe 27-ish.
Wow. I love when people are always trying to point out that Shea's older than this guy. Shea's older than this guy. And I'm like, he's still only 26, though.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's pretty amazing.
Okay, but let's take a look at that for just a second. All right, Shea is older than Luka. Shea's older than this person and that person. Okay, Shea finished second in MVP last year. He just won the MVP, and he's on the cusp of winning an NBA championship. So, like, all the people he gets compared to, they don't have that level of cred.
Yeah, exactly.
They definitely don't. You know what is one positive for NBA fans? In this season, Tyrese Haliburton was not a superstar. And what I mean by that is, like, you might have always thought he was a superstar, but other players, they did a poll, and they said he was the most overrated player in the league. So, in this season, safe to say that Haliburton, not a superstar.
Because he's got ugly game and an ugly shot, yes. But he gets buckets.
You go back 2 years, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, not quite considered by a lot of folks a superstar. They're both here, and this is the first time, I think in a long time, maybe ever under the new salary cap, that two non-taxpayers have made it to the finals. So if you're hoping we can build a real team and we don't have to spend all of the money, this NBA Finals has shown you that, hey, guess what? You can do it.
Oh, you absolutely can. Yeah, you absolutely can. It's interesting whenever you talk about when you see Rick Carlisle's here again. Because you moved on from this coach because you had the star.
Yeah.
You had a star player and you were like, and that coach on his way out did say, I'm not going to win against him. I can't win arguments with ownership whenever, and I can't win the locker room whenever I have the superstar who doesn't listen or whatever was going on there.
Look, it is not lost on me, and it unfortunately is sad, that 3 of the 4 final teams all had a major, and you could argue at least one of the 2 most major parts of their team came from the Dallas Mavericks. The Indiana Pacers, you throw them behind Haliburton, but obviously Rick Carlisle, hell of a coach. He was here. You look at the Knicks. They are led by Jalen Brunson. You look at the, not the Lakers, sorry. I just all of a sudden
Clippers.
had a total brain fart. But then obviously you traded away Luka as well. And so you look at these teams and you're like, okay, so we had a lot of components of these teams that were in the finals. So at least 2 of the final 4, one of them that's in the NBA Finals, and in addition to that, you traded off Luka. It's not lost on me that the Mavericks had all of these things. It's not lost on me why people get agitated at the way this franchise was run previously.
Then you have a conversation with Jason Kidd like we had yesterday. And if you haven't heard that, by the way, you should go onto the Odyssey app and check it out right now because it was fantastic. I had fun. Actually,
too.
When I got home, I told Adrian, she was like, you know, I love Jason Kidd. And I was like, I do know that. And she was, and I just couldn't. I was so excited about that interview. I don't get home and am excited about a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one yesterday. And I was thinking to myself, man, I'm back in on the Mavericks. Like, I'm back to being excited about what they can do. Rolando Blackman got on with us and just pushed positivity.
Yes.
And then Jason Kidd, like, he's explaining the game with us, and I really enjoyed that.
See, and one of the things, and I saw this come up, and I've heard this a lot. I guess I don't necessarily think of Shai as much of a free throw merchant as everybody else does. Because I don't feel like people talk about Giannis being a free throw merchant. He is by far number one in both the regular season and the postseason. In the postseason, Shea is still behind Donovan Mitchell and Luka. I don't feel like they have to carry that tag.
Okay,
as much.
I'll agree. Do you watch Giannis a lot?
Yes. I really like watching him play basketball.
No, and that's fine. Does he look like he drives to the basket and is ready to flop?
So that's the issue. Because of the way he's built, he doesn't ever really look to me like he's ready to
flop.
He's
going to naturally draw contact.
Okay.
I think when you watch Shea, and because he is around the basket, you just go watch the times when he goes to the basket and you can see him falling down and acting like he got knocked down. Very Devin Booker-y.
Okay, and I gotcha.
So that would be the difference for me.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Alec, if you could, will you give me cut number 13? Because we have other sports problems to solve today.
Chance for Dallas to take the lead. Duchesne dropped it back. Haskin had moved it quickly. Ranson and shot. Comes to Duchesne. He had a wide open goal. And they score!
Now, some ideas to free up cap space for the Stars and hopefully make them better. I'm going to go back to a conversation we had yesterday. And this is just the part that sometimes irritates me. So we asked the question about trading Jason Robertson. There were some people who supported it, but there were a lot of people who didn't.
A lot of the people that I know, like I've talked to a few different people that are very close to the Stars. That all were kind of nodding their head with us.
They're
in this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the argument when they move for Rantanen, that put the writing on the wall.
Yes.
But the thing that bothered me is the response of some fans. First of all, I think we should be able to ask these questions, but it was...
We asked the tough questions.
That's right. But it was, well, don't trade Robertson, just get better defensively in your set. All right. Tell me how then, because you have, I believe, $6 million in cap space to re-sign your free agents, or maybe it's five to really re-sign six people. So, but realistically, you don't have enough cap space now to re-sign the free agents that you have that you probably want to bring back, because you're looking at Ben, Duchesne, Dodonov, Granlund, he's probably gone, and Blackwell. And then defensively, I think it's Brandon Smith and Cody Ceci are the unrestricted free agents. You're not going to be able to bring all of those people back with the money you have. And that's why we bring up other assets, because how else are you going to get the team better? Because you also dealt away a lot of draft picks. I'm not saying the reason you dealt them away was a bad one.
Right.
I like a lot of the moves that the Stars made. But that's one of the reasons that we bring up just ideas like that, because you have to figure out another way to make your team better.
But you're saying I can't get better by keeping everything that I have that is good and then adding another good thing to it?
You can't. I'm saying it is statistically, mathematically impossible unless every single one of your free agents takes a vet minimum contract.
Okay.
Now, if you're a good enough salesman to make that happen, then hell yeah.
Good job on you, man.
I want you running every team in DFW then, because we can figure this out. But statistically, I think that is going to be really difficult.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Difficult to happen. Now, somebody immediately brought up, and this is where you run into some of the problems. Get rid of the awful Tyler Seguin contract, because let's face it, he has about 2 years and $20 million left, and that is just nowhere near the value that he actually has. But the issue that you run into it is for what? So do you think that you're going to get anything of value for Tyler Seguin if you say we will pay none of the contract?
No.
Okay. So then your other option is you eat some of the contract, which you don't have the space to do.
And you need to find a player that's cheaper.
Exactly.
So that you, like, so you're not going to get even maybe as good of a player.
So I agree with that person. I do not like the Tyler Seguin contract at all. I feel like most people haven't for several years. But the issue that you run into there is either what are you going to get for it that's not costing you any money, nothing, or are you, and then that's the question. Would you rather have Tyler Seguin on your team than nothing?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is if you eat the money, then you have even less money to bring back any of your other people. So I have some other options, but we definitely welcome the questions.
I like this conversation from the 214. Hey, idiots. Defense. No, I'm just joking. They didn't say that. Defense wasn't the problem in the postseason, though. The lack of scoring was the issue. And I will contend, I agree with you on your top line defenders.
Yeah.
They were pretty good. The tough factor, getting tough goals, does help whenever you have another tough body out on the ice. It does clear some space. It does create, it does set a, it's like a road grader, man. It clears, opens ice up whenever you have a body that can go in there and clear things out. And the Stars lacked that in a lot of ways. And again, if you can get the puck in your zone and push it up the ice quickly,
yeah,
now you're creating goals, much like you just saw McDavid and Draisaitl do to us multiple times. What was it, a 94-foot pass? Ended up being a goal against us.
Oh, my gosh, yes. The stupidest deflection I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh, Connor McDavid just magically came up with the puck almost at mid-ice by himself.
But I'll agree with anybody that says we couldn't get tough goals in that Edmonton series. That's an absolute fact. The Edmonton stepped up on against the Stars. When the Stars, before they had chances to make decisions and their passes, the Edmonton was already on them.
Yeah.
Their defensive presence forced the Stars into being a bad offensive team, because we've seen the Stars be a good offensive team. It's just they took away options and decisions before they even had a chance to make them.
Look, I'm absolutely going to agree with you on that. Now, I have a couple of other suggestions. All right, so one of them, and this will be an easier one, permanently elevate Alexander Petrovich. Now, we were just talking about how he's been loaned down to the minors so they can win a championship. But let's say you bring back Lundqvist. Now, also, Petrovich gets the league minimum. So already, as we talked about earlier, step in the right direction.
More minimums.
But then your defensive pairings could look like this. Lindell and Haskinen, Harley and Labushkin, Bischel and Lundqvist. I know I'd say it kind of more with an F than a V. And then Petrovich. And maybe that's where you look for a right-handed defenseman out in the world. And those are your four defensive pairings. And you haven't spent a lot of money. Now, are you you're counting on healthy Miro, continued elevation of Harley and Bischel. And I get that that's not a sure thing.
That's
but
true.
I would feel better.
How much better?
I would actually feel a pretty good amount better.
All right. Say how better you would feel.
Better. That much.
Feel, that feels better.
That's how much better yeah. I would feel. Now, next options. All right. Because I didn't actually get rid of any assets.
No, you did
what
not.
What a magical world that is to live in. Matt Dumba and or Mason Marchment. Do you have thoughts one way or another? Dumba, his cap hit is $3.75 million. And Marchment is $4.5 million. So that's a decent amount of change that would give you some ability to kind of work elsewhere.
Dumba also tried to kill Pavelski once. Like that was a but different story, different time.
Which we knew would be an issue when he came here.
I had such a difficult time watching Marchment. I think right now, because I saw so much bad Marchment in this series and throughout the playoffs, I'm just like, yeah, move on from that. Although I know he does bring some other elements. It's just that dude looked like he couldn't skate most of the time. I was like, why? Stand up, bro. That was frustrating. And I didn't see Dumba. So, okay. You know, the thing that you see and the thing that you don't see, you could be like, well, I'm willing to keep this one because I don't know the warts.
All right. Quick, one more question about that. Duchesne. Because Duchesne and Granlund are going to be two players that you assume the Stars are going to be pretty interested in bringing back. I am more in favor of Granlund than Duchesne.
Oh, yeah. Granlund was tough.
Yeah.
He played tough hockey for us. Duchesne, I really like him. I really do. Like, he's such a skilled player. He had the disappearance in the playoffs was because Edmonton did it to him. Like, they did it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess the rest of the teams in the playoffs took him out of it, too. So I just... Maybe it's one playoff series, but I just can't have that happen again. So I'd love to keep him around, but how much did you say? How expensive is he?
I don't have a number on that just quite yet. I didn't move to that next phase, but I would be willing to absolutely move off of Dumba and Marchment and Duchesne, which look, I realize.
Oh, man, now we're replacing a lot of our team.
I know. And so I don't think by any means it's going to be all of them. Like I said, Granlund and Duchesne is a free agent. So you'd have to bring him back. And so I would much rather prioritize Granlund, but would be open to the Dumba and or Marchment moving on. And so hopefully that's a little bit less jarring. But that's one of the reasons that we brought up Jason Robertson. So Jason Robertson's got a cap hit of $7.75 million. Let's say you started making the deal with Philadelphia and I could add players that were not only cheaper, so I would free up more money to begin with, but also premium draft picks would come along with it. Well, then there is how you're going to be able to make some additions without having to gut any other part of your team. The other person that has come up, and you've brought them up, I've seen their name pop up on the fan text quite a bit.
Mikko Rantanen.
No, that would actually just be super confusing. I know. What was it, Carolina? Would be like, no, that makes sense.
No, yeah, we get it.
But that would be super confusing to me. Wyatt Johnston. Now, if you guys are serious about Brady Tkachuk, because we've had some discussions about that, I think the conversation starts with your 22-year-old, we hope, phenom that obviously had a huge struggle in the playoffs.
And that is turning your attention then to a 25-year-old leader.
Yes. So it's not like I'm getting a 34-year-old and you're like, you better win right now.
Yeah, you get him, you just go ahead and put the C on his jersey and call
it a day.
Is
that what you would do?
I would do it.
Okay.
Did you not see
Team
USA against they dropped gloves in the first 30 seconds three different times.
Yeah.
Because they said, let's make this one electric. And Tkachuk was right there at the forefront of it all. He's a tough son of a gun. He plays big. He's 6'4", 225. As much as I like Wyatt Johnston's skill, this makes you a bigger, faster, stronger team. And I know that you'll miss some Wyatt Johnston stuff. But to add a player like that, and if I'm specifically here saying a straight up deal,
I think it would take more than that. Right. But I hear what you're saying.
If they wanted to have the conversation, if they were like, look, we kind of like this Robo conversation, Maybe Wyatt Johnson is obviously a lot more of a spark to them, but maybe if you just kind of start talking Robertson, you can work them into that conversation.
Yeah, and look, I get it. I see the text about the one guy who showed up for you in the Western Conference Finals, but even that I think rings a little bit hollow because you look at the goal that he didn't know he scored before the end of the game. Yeah, back in game three, they lost 6-1. Now, I will admit, he was keeping that team in game five almost single-handedly, although Roope Hintz was pretty big as well with that. But, you know, he struggled more in this playoffs than he has in other playoffs, and so I think it's a fair discussion to have. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, let's say we do some My Buddy's an Idiot. Please. And let's start with, I want to start with the Seattle Mariners, actually. I want to see what you think about this hypothesis. My hypothesis is that you can't retire the same number twice.
If it was retired already, then how did it get on somebody's back again?
Now, that's a great question. So, Randy,
or is this like two different Ichiros getting retired?
Okay.
Like he wore two different, like Kobe, he wore 8 and 24, and so you had to retire both of those.
But whose number did Ichiro wear?
He wore Randy Johnson's.
Exactly.
Number. Yeah, that's right.
So.
Oh, yeah.
The Mariners had already announced their plans to retire number 51 for Ichiro. Now they announced, I think it's yesterday, that they will also retire number 51 for Randy Johnson. Here's the deal. Got to make a selection. I do not support this.
Actually, I do. I do support this in this instance.
Okay.
You had not retired it already.
Which is weird, right?
Who are you going to retire it for? Randy Johnson?
Yeah.
For what? For being a great pitcher that never won you a World Series?
Oh, you retired. Okay.
He went on to win a World Series with somebody else.
Does that same theory go to Ken Griffey Jr.? He didn't win a World Series?
Valid.
No, I'm not arguing to unretire Ken Griffey.
Unretire Ken Griffey. Let's take him out of the hall.
No,
matter of fact.
No. Alec, I want to know for the record that it's not what I'm advocating.
I just feel like when it's Randy Johnson, like they just had not made that decision to do it.
Okay.
Yet. And then Ichiro rolls in there and everybody lost their damn minds about him. All right. And he was like, I would like to wear this number, please. And he turned out to be awesome. And we loved it.
Well, you dropped
two
the ball.
Amazing players that wore the same number. You can double retire their number together.
So you're going to have 51 Ichiro next to 51 Johnson?
1,000%.
That is confusing.
And then probably Ken Norton Jr. as well.
I don't know if I would go.
He was 51 for the Cowboys.
That far.
But yeah, no, this is a very rare instance.
Okay.
I'm not letting this happen just all right. For anybody, Kevin. But this is a very rare instance where it was two fantastically elite players in a team. An organization that really is clueless most of the time.
Is the SEC an idiot because Murray State defeated Ole Miss 12-11 to win their regional at it's Swayze Field? I assume it's Patrick Swayze Field. It's probably not.
Repeat the question here real quick because once you said Swayze, that changed my mind.
Murray State beat Ole Miss 12-11.
Okay.
It was their first regional title in 86 years. They're just the 10th number 4 seed in a regional to ever advance to the super regionals.
Cool.
They posted their team picture and wrote, it just meant more. Are the SEC idiots for their campaign of it just means more? Because then it can be turned on you every single time you lose. And so they have the team picture and it says it just meant more.
It did mean more. Meant more.
Well, how often is that why you win? Like that is
because you wanted it more.
That is the analysis I hate so much in fighting is like somebody's down 3-1 going into the fifth and they have just been demolished in these other rounds. They're like, oh, it's how bad does he want it? I bet he wants it a lot, mm-hmm. But his leg is busted.
But the other guy
can't
wants it
see
more.
Out of his right eye. Maybe he wants it less, but both his eyes and legs are fine.
He obviously wanted it more before.
All right. I will argue this to you. Alec can want it as much as he wants in a fight, but if one of his eyes is closed and one of his legs doesn't work, me, the far inferior physical specimen, can win if both my legs and eyes are working.
That's what you think now.
You might be right about that.
Until you get caught in the eyeball out of nowhere, and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Everybody's got a plan.
Yeah.
Until you get punched in the face. Until
they lose an eyeball.
Now, that's right.
We talked about this with G-Bag off air yesterday, but...
What?
Is Angel Reese an idiot for having people bet against her and winning? So there's a bet that you can do that Angel Reese will miss her first shot.
No.
She has missed her first shot in five straight games.
She's not an idiot.
Okay.
This is a genius.
Do you think she's cashing?
I don't think she's cashing. I just don't think she's good at making shots. But we are all idiots for not betting on this more frequently. Mm-hmm. Like this should be, we should just parlay this all the time. The next seven games, she's going to miss her first shot. Like, we've seen her play. We know. But there's the thing, though. This is when she makes a shot, because now that it's become a story, now that people are talking about it, she's going to be questioned about it in the media and the conversation, and she's going to be more focused because she wants it more, Kevin. She's going to be more focused to make sure that it goes in so that she can give them that. Although, if you're making a lot of money off this, are you becoming a huge Angel Reese fan?
Yeah.
You're helping me make cash.
Yeah, and right now she's shooting 31% from the field. That's not from three, from the field.
Uh-huh.
She's shooting
pretty far away from the basket,
no,
I presume.
Not really. Not really at all. But
that's the thing, though, Kevin. She does lead the world in rebounds. And
she does get a lot of rebounds off her own missed shot.
Hey, we didn't need to say that part.
I'm
we could all see that part if we watch it. We didn't have to say it.
Okay, rebounds. I'm sorry. And then look, why do people keep doing this? A FanDuel bettor has been banned forever for heckling Gabby Thomas at an event.
Dude, this is actually kind of weird and scary.
Yes, it is. So this person followed her around the track, took pictures while she was signing autographs and shouted personal insults. They have been able, by the way, that person is named Mr. 10 OK Day. I wanted to say 100. Maybe that's what they're going for there. Mr. 100 K Day, I guess. The point is they have problems.
Yeah.
And now they're no longer allowed to bet with FanDuel. Luckily for them, that's the only place in the world you can make sports bets. And so, unfortunately, I guess he's boxed out from that forever.
NBA 17, she's the queen of the me-bound. That's pretty good. Thank you, Tolos.
Okay. That is a quality statement.
So we missed when I said that?
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
You said that?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Alec, Forgiveness Wednesday. Please forgive me for that one other way more savage thing I said.
And also, yeah, what'd you say?
Nope. And also for missing you saying the me bound. And for Boach. We're the Can't See Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yep. Coming up next. Yep. Probably the C-Block starring Corey Majors, but you will notice that Bochy interview didn't happen, so we'll see.
Press now for reboots. pressing questions for all these new offensive play callers next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.